Brilliance Audio presents Baird to You, a Crossfire novel by Sylvia Day, performed by Jill Redfield.
We should head to a bar and celebrate. I wasn't surprised by my roommate's emphatic pronouncement. Carrie Taylor found excuses to celebrate, no matter how small and inconsequential. I'd always considered it part of his charm. I'm sure drinking the night before starting a new job is a bad idea. Come on, Ava! Carrie sat on our new living room floor amid a half dozen moving boxes and flashed his winning smile. We'd been unpacking for days, yet he still looked amazing. Leanly built, dark-haired, and green-eyed, Carrie was a man who rarely looked anything less than absolutely gorgeous on any day of his life. I might have resented that if he hadn't been the dearest person on earth to me. "I'm not talking about a bender," he insisted. "Just a glass of wine or two. We can hit a happy hour and be in by 8. I don't know if I'll make it back in time." I gestured at my yoga pants and fitted workout tank. "After I time the walk to work, I'm going to hit the gym. Walk fast. Work out faster." Carrie's perfectly executed arched brow made me laugh. I fully expected his million-dollar face to appear on billboards and fashion magazines all over the world one day. No matter his expression, he was a knockout. "How about tomorrow after work?" I offered as a substitute. "If I make it through the day, that'll be worth celebrating." "Deal. I'm breaking in the new kitchen for dinner." Cooking was one of Carrie's joys, but it wasn't one of his talents. "Great." Blowing a wayward strand of hair off his face, he grinned at me. "We've got a kitchen most restaurants would kill for. There's no way to screw up a meal in there." Dubious, I headed out with a wave, choosing to avoid a conversation about cooking. Taking the elevator down to the first floor, I smiled at the doorman when he let me out to the street with a flourish. The moment I stepped outside, the smells and sounds of Manhattan embraced me and invited me to explore. I was not merely across the country from my former home in San Diego, but seemingly worlds away. Two major metropolises, one endlessly temperate and centrally lazy, the other teeming with life and frenetic energy. In my dreams, I'd imagined living in a walk-up in Brooklyn, but, being a dutiful daughter, I found myself on the Upper West Side instead. If not for Carrie living with me, I would have been miserably lonely in the sprawling apartment that cost more per month than most people made in a year. The doorman tipped his hat to me. "Good evening, Miss Trammell. Will you need a cab this evening?" "No, thanks, Paul." I rocked onto the rounded heels of my fitness shoes. "I'll be walking." He smiled.
"It's cooled down from this afternoon. Should be nice."
"I've been told I should enjoy the June weather before it gets wicked hot."
"Very good advice, Miss Trammell."
Stepping out from under the modern glass entrance overhang that somehow meshed with the age of the building and its neighbors, I enjoyed the relative quiet of my tree-lined street before I reached the bustle and flow of traffic on Broadway. One day soon, I hoped to blend right in. But for now, I still felt like a fraudulent New Yorker. I had the address and the job, but I was still wary of the subway and had trouble hailing cabs. I tried not to walk around wide-eyed and distracted, but it was hard. There was just so much to see and experience. The sensory input was astonishing. The smell of vehicle exhaust mixed with food from vendor carts, the shouts of hawkers blended with music from street entertainers, the awe-inspiring range of faces and styles and accents, the gorgeous architectural wonders, and the cars. Jesus Christ. The frenetic flow of tightly packed cars was unlike anything I'd ever seen anywhere.